Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of Spit Game on the Melting Pot Radio Network. I am your host, Daniel Trowick, and my partner in progress, Ms. Danny Wright, is out tonight relaxing, resting, getting ready for the game. And I'm just here. And guys, listen, I'm going to tell you, right? This weekend has been crazy. Today has been crazy. And I suck, okay? I'm going to just put it out there plain and simple. I suck. And you're probably asking yourself, why do I suck? Why does Daniel suck? Okay, this is why Daniel sucks. Because Daniel is a zombie floating around in infinite nowhereness right now. And I only scheduled this show for 15 minutes. So, yeah, I apologize, everyone out there that's tuned in and listening in, 15 minutes is all you're going to get. I suck. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. So, with that being said, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, there will be another special edition of Spit Game with my brother Scott Akins joining me to talk some NFL season awards, recapping the Super Bowl, and also the Hall of Fame inductees have been voted into the Hall of Fame. And also, you know, he's been out hanging out in LA, out there in the Super Bowl world. And he went to a couple parties, some ESPN events and all of that good stuff. So we're going to talk about all that good, fun stuff tomorrow. So therefore, today, I'm going to keep it plain and simple, brief, straight, cut to the point. I apologize again. It's okay. No one really cares because we're getting ready for the game and everybody's getting ready. You know, you probably have your food getting ready, your wings, all that good Super Bowl stuff. I can't wait to see the Super Bowl's commercials, because that's also one of the good things about the Super Bowl, you know, the commercials, man. There's some interesting things that happen during the commercials at the Super Bowl. And what is it? I think this year it's up to $5 million for a 30-second, a minute spot. I don't know. A quick commercial is about $5 million to advertise during the commercial, because it's the most watched game, we all know. But, yeah, that's big-time numbers. So let's get into the game real quick. Broncos, Panthers, Panthers, Broncos, however you want to say it. I don't care. You know, you have your favorites. I am a Browns fan. So I'm used to watching the Super Bowls and cheering for teams I don't care for, because I'm a Browns fan. So therefore, I'm going to keep it straight. You have Peyton Manning and possibly his last season ever attempting to go out in style like the great John Elway did. Years ago, 2 years in a row, John Elway just could not get a Super Bowl. He could not win a Super Bowl, no matter what happened. The great Broncos teams that Elway had, he couldn't get it done. And then the last two seasons, he got it done and went out in style. And I don't know, Peyton is trying to go out in style himself. But you have Cam Newton on the other side of the field with the Panthers, who was the 2015-2016 NFL MVP for an amazing, amazing season that he had, leading the team to 15-1 record and one of the best records of all time, you know, looking to win a Super Bowl. And you have the defense, the Panthers defense, who is one of the top defenses in the league, which also, of course, is going against the Broncos defense, which I think is statistically the number one defense in the league. So it is going to be a defensive battle with two great quarterbacks. And I just, listen, I'm baffled. I'm confused. I do not know who to pick. I don't know how to pick this game. I don't know how to pick it. I'll just be honest with you. I can't figure it out. I cannot figure it out. So this is what I'm thinking. You have Cam Newton, the MVP, who's had a superb, amazing, magnificent, so many words to describe the year that he had. And, you know, those haters, the naysayers, the doubters, they'll talk about him dancing, his mouth and all of that good stuff. But guess what? He's out there playing and having fun. Last I checked, I thought that, you know, when you played a sport, it is a game, even though it is business for them as well. It is their lives, their careers, all of that good stuff. But it still is a game, and you're supposed to have fun. And Cam has fun, and everybody sees it. And I know firsthand, when you have fun while you're playing games, it helps you to relax a lot more. You're not as uptight. So, you know, hopefully Cam comes out in Cam Newton mode. I hope he's not all focused and serious. I hope he's still being Cam Newton. You know, years ago, the horrible, sucky, piece of crap Baltimore Ravens, who once were my Browns. Everyone knows the infamous, I call it infamous because I don't know what Ray Lewis was doing, but everyone knows when he came out in that Super Bowl and was dancing his dance, and everyone knows it. I hope Cam comes out and does something funny too. So everybody's still talking about Ray Lewis to this day, and that was what? Well over a decade ago. Oh, come on, Cam. Come do it. Everybody's going to talk about you forever. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it, Cam. Come out, dance, have a good time, get everybody mad. Make them all mad. And just go out and play your game, man. Play your game. So, oh, gosh, man. This is so difficult to choose this game. I really don't know. I live in a different world. I'm in Philadelphia. Okay, listen. All right, I was talking to my brother a few minutes ago, and I'll just put it like this. Okay, so everyone that knows me knows I am a diehard Browns fan, but everyone who pays attention to the NFL also knows that the Browns were out the league for a few years. You know, when Art Modell and the infamous move to Baltimore took the Browns and moved to Baltimore and became the Baltimore Ravens. Everyone remembers that. Everyone knows that. So during those few years, I had no team to root for. And therefore, I became a Carolina Panthers fan. So the only two teams that I have ever cheered for, loved, rooted for, that I have called my teams are the Cleveland Browns and the Carolina Panthers. And why the Panthers? They were an expansion team during that period of time. You know, they came in and they were new, all that good stuff. But my favorite player ever, who was just voted into the Hall of Fame this year, the crazy Kevin Green, was a member of the Panthers. So that's why the Panthers was my team. I hate the Steelers. But, yeah, I got into this argument. You know, I know Kevin Green played on the Steelers, Joe. I understand. But I'm a little old school. I'm early 80s baby. So I go back with Kevin Green and Jerome Bettis in that horrible Los Angeles Rams. The Los Angeles Rams. That sounds funny, doesn't it? Get used to it, yo. So that's what I grew up watching. You know, Jerome Bettis and his twinkle toes. The biggest guy I ever seen run as gracefully as he did, and Kevin Green, who was just a maniac on the field and just an all-around great guy, great player. So I'm going to have to go with Carolina just because I can't go against the only other team that I've ever had, can I? I mean, I don't want to. I would love to see Peyton go out with a ring, John Elway style. I would love to see it. But, I mean, let's call it what it is. Am I crazy to say that Eli is the better Manning of the two? I don't know. You tell me. I don't know. That's all I'm going to say. Peyton has come up short many times in the big games. This is another big game. We all remember 2 years ago when he led the Broncos to the Super Bowl against Seattle and they were completely embarrassed. Oh, gosh. I would hate for it to be like that. I want to watch an entertaining and great game. So, that's it. I just hope it's a great game, and I'm going to pick the Panthers to win it and go out in style and Cam dancing all over the media, all over the world. Everybody can hate because the kid is great. That's, yo, bars. I got rhyme game, yo. Please excuse me. I'm tired. It's okay. I'm about to get back to family and kids and get ready to watch the Super Bowl and prepare. Again, I am sorry for this sucky 15-minute show, but guess what? The Panthers are going to win Super Bowl 50. It's history tonight. It is history. It is history. Remember that. It is a historic game. It's Super Bowl 50, a great number. Peyton Manning's possibly final game ever. Cam Newton looking to be the next black quarterback to win a Super Bowl and just MVP. A great season, top it all off. That's what we're going to have tonight in the show. I just expect the show, both sides of the field. I expect to make some big plays here and there. But I do think it's going to be a defensive game with two of the top defenses in the entire league going head-to-head, trying to get into the other quarterback's head to stop them and slow them down. So there we go. I'm going to go out like that. Super Bowl 50 will be won by the Carolina Panthers. And that is it. That is it. That's all I got for you guys. That's all I got. I'm sorry. So, in honor of this wonderful occasion of Super Bowl 50 and these two great teams, Carolina Panthers and the Denver Broncos, and these two great quarterbacks, one sure to be a Hall of Famer, the first chance he gets to get in, Peyton Manning, and one who's trying to climb up the ranks of the top quarterbacks ever to play the game. He's still young. He has a lot of work to do, but guess what? He's headed in the right direction if he keeps playing the way he is. So I'm going to go out with some good old Rob Bass. Da-da! It Takes Two. Let's go. Right about now. Enjoy the Super Bowl!
We're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock.
Hit it.
Take two to the next thing to ride.
get down. I'm not internationally known.